This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. The powerful sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un dismissed prospects for early resumption of diplomacy with the United States, saying Tuesday the U.S. expectations for talks would plunge them into a greater disappointment. Kim Yo-jong issued the statement after U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described as an interesting signal her brother's recent statement that North Korea must be ready for both dialogue and confrontation, but more for confrontation. Her statement came as the top U.S. envoy on North Korea affairs, Sung Kim, is visiting South Korea. Biden administration officials are insisting that the election of a hardliner as Iran's president will not affect prospects for reviving the faltering 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. But there are already signs that their goal of locking in a deal just got harder. While the Biden administration maintains nothing has changed, optimism over a potentially imminent agreement fizzled even before the election. In his first public comment since the Friday election, incoming Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi rejected a key Biden goal of expanding on the nuclear deal if negotiators are able to salvage the old one. Local police say Taliban fighters have taken control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province and encircled the provincial capital. The insurgent group's recent battlefield victories have come amid a stalemate in peace talks and a U.S. troop withdrawal still on pace to conclude by early September. Police in Kunduz said that the fighting around the Imam Sahib district began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and were in control of the police headquarters. More at VOAnews.com. This is